Incumbent Republican Anthony Del Colo faces Democratic challenger Spiros Mantzavinos in November's general election. Del Colo narrowly beat former State Senate President Pro Tem Patricia Blevins 4 years ago by just 282 votes, running on a campaign of bipartisanship. Mantzavinos argues that Del Colo, while claiming to be nonpartisan, regularly votes to advance the Republican agenda.
We can't afford to send someone to Dover who's already voted against protecting a woman's right to choose. The voters of the 7th District deserve better. They deserve someone who will stand with women, stand against the repeal of the Affordable Care Act, and stand up for the working men and women of our state.
Back in 2017, Del Colo sided with his Republican colleagues voting no on Senate Bill 5, which clarified abortion rights in the first state. Del Colo seemingly danced around the question of supporting abortion rights.
I'm not in a position, much as I would say for any constitutional right, to support a measure or a proposal that would abridge a right and then cause the state of Delaware to have to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars in attorney's fees fighting over something that's a plainly unconstitutional proposal.
Democrats hold more than a 2-to-1 registration margin over Republicans in the 7th District, but there are also nearly 8,700 voters not registered to either major party. Roman Battaglia, Delaware Public Media.